Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, hello, and welcome to Book Buzz, the show all about books, and I'm your host, Susanna Greenberg of Susanna Greenberg Public Relations and BookBuzz.com. And our wonderful guest today is Kay Hall. She is the wife, widow, and publisher of Yes Sir, Three Bags Full, Flying, Friendship, and Trying to Make Sense of a Senseless War by Jerry Hall. It's a riveting memoir of Jerry Hall as a pilot in training and a combat tour in Vietnam. And on his return, Jerry Hall suffered from PTSD and sadly ultimately died of cancer directly related to his exposure to Agent Orange in Vietnam. And again, today we will be speaking with Kay Hall, his wife, his widow, and the publisher of Yes Sir, Three Bags Full. So welcome, Kay. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here, Kay. Kay, tell us a little bit more about Jerry Hall, who he was, and why he wrote this book.
Let me start with saying that he hand-wrote the original manuscript about 1978, so not too long after he had gotten out of the service. Put it on the proverbial shelf and came back and started rewriting it and filling in the gaps and applying what he had learned about dealing with his PTSD, and that makes up what the book is today. We were together almost 30 years, and what I had come to understand about him came back from the war. He felt out of sync with the world. He felt unloved and unwanted and very unwhole. I think his entire life he strived to try and make sense of his experience and figure out how to put the pieces back together. Spent a lot of time doing that. Had a stint in the Veterans Hospital where he was treated for alcoholism before they diagnosed PTSD back in the late 70s. And when the Gulf War started, he started having a lot of flashbacks and major PTSD issues, which prompted to get into therapy and eventually spent 14 weeks inpatient at the Miami Veterans Hospital. I think it was there that he really got some insight into dealing with his triggers, what it had done to his soul, and give him some tools to try and repair things and become a real person again. Aside from all that, he had a fabulous sense of humor. He lived life to the fullest on his terms. We traveled the world together. He has three great children, five grandchildren. Loved spending time with them. Is very competitive. He was extremely creative, very intelligent guy. And I think had a mission to try and help other veterans. Had instant connections with any vet that he met, and really devoted a lot of his life and energy and time in, again, making sense of what he considered to be a senseless war.
So it's really a memoir in two parts, one as a pilot in training and a combat tour in Vietnam, and then the second part being coming home to civilian life, would you say?
Well, actually, it covers all of his training and his first tour in Vietnam, The book ends after he got home from his first tour. He went back for three additional tours as a B-52 pilot. Mm-hmm. So the book does not deal with the years pretty much is that major experience.
Okay.
Although there is some touching on that in what he writes about in the epilogue, and you get a little bit more sense there. But the focus is really on the original trauma experiences.
Great. So the book really focuses on Vietnam itself. And what does the title mean? It's a very curious title. Yes, Sir, Yes, Sir, Three Bags Full. Why don't you explain to the listeners what that title is about?
Yeah, my understanding is, you know, they all got used to saying yes, sir. Yes, sir, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. And toward the end, it was they, and I'm meaning a collective they, felt like, I have no control over this situation. You know, yes, sir, three bags full. I'm giving you everything that I've got. I have no more left. There's nothing. And it was somewhat flippant, I think, in the end. Kind of a nod to, you've got my whole, you know, body, soul, everything else. You know, there's not another bag. Just take everything. You've got everything. I'm not in control here. And it wasn't him that only used that. I've run into other vets who use that term.
Yes, right from the beginning, it seems that there's a whole language to absorb, entering what he calls the vortex to begin with.
Yes.
And a whole special vocabulary that's fitting to the situation. I found that very interesting, and how well
he
remembered that.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, and it was, you know, when I first met him, he threw out these terms, you know, these strange terms all the time, and I was constantly asking him, what does this mean, what does that mean, what does this mean, what does that mean? And I realized that they, you know, he developed a whole world of his own, as I think anybody who serves in combat or, you know, in the military does. And I think it's one of the other things that makes it difficult when they come back is that their whole mindset and his whole mindset is very different than what the mindset is in civilian life. You know, their life and death situations, things that are mundane are really mundane here. And so he felt most comfortable with other vets and people who could understand why he chose the things he did and why he did the way things that he did. And sometimes that was only vets or professionals that deal with veterans.
Yes, I think he did a very good job of conveying this sort of different culture and mindset and even sense of humor about it. I could say that, as he explains it in his preface, even that this was a way that helped him to survive.
Definitely so. He used to tell, in the beginning of our relationship, he used to tell his war stories very funny. I mean, seriously funny. He's laughing and everything else. Toward the end, nothing was funny anymore. And it was a way of coping it, of keeping things at a distance. And if people laughed, then they wouldn't cry. And somehow that was easier, obviously, for him.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it's,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying I find it very kind of poignant and different how he combines both the sense of humor and the shocking sort of tragedy and violence of the situation at the same time.
Yeah, I think that he had a great capacity or learned capacity to decompartmentalize or to compartmentalize things. And that was a survival technique because he had to do that. You can't get emotionally involved. He said when, you know, he'd have buddies that died over there, you could, they had a ritual. You could say their name that one day and then that was it. You had to move on and go on. So there was never any grieving process. And I think that was one of the big things is that he spent the rest of his life grieving for buddies that he lost and for himself what he lost. Because at the time you don't have the luxury to stop and cry. You have to, he said they would demonize a guy, you know, they made a bad mistake, they screwed up, you know, whatever it was to put another wall up so that nobody could get in and hurt. And there were walls. Jerry had amazing walls. And it took a lot of prodding and patience and care and everything else to peel back those layers. Because what was at the center of that was a very lost soul who felt unloved. And I one of the things he really wanted to do with the book is to put his truth out there without mincing words, the good, the bad, the ugly, the funny, the outrageous, the horribleness of it, and give some insight into what happens when you send somebody to war. And not only that, what happens when the rest of the world is not with you on it, and you're doing what you think your country wants, and you come back and it's something very, very different. And you're now competing with people who weren't in the war for jobs. And you come back completely, completely out of sync. And where do you go? At that time, my belief is that the government knew about PTSD, they just didn't name it. But there were no treatments. There was no nothing. And so he just covered everything up. And he covered and covered and covered and covered and covered, and until he aged and just didn't have the strength to do it anymore, and things began pouring out.
It's taking us a long time as a nation to even begin to process what happened there, and even more so, I think, for the individuals who actually experienced it, like Jerry, and the family members, the effect on people like yourself and the rest of Jerry's family. Immense impact, and I think we're only beginning to understand what happens to veterans in general, and specifically the unique conflicts within, I mean, that relate to Vietnam. As it was a war that divided us all. And I think this book, I hope that it was a healing process for Jerry and for you to help him write it. We need to wrap up now. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you so much, Suzanne. I appreciate it.
Okay, and again, the book is called Yes, Sir, Yes, Sir, Three Bags Full, Flying, Friendship, and Trying to Make Sense of a Senseless War by Jerry Hall, available on Amazon and at your local booksellers. And thank you, Jerry Hall, the late Jerry Hall, for his service. And thank you, Kay, for sharing his story with us and publishing this book for him and for the rest of us. It's a huge service and a wonderful book to read. Thank you so much.
Thank you.